Come on, you two. You need to hurry. You can't take everything, only what you need. The levels are rising. The glow winds are getting nearer to the settlement.
Oh, we'll be there in a minute. Is Owen packed?
Yes, I think that's a yes. Oh, I'm going to miss you, Owen. No, I can't go. You'll be fine. You'll find a safe place for Miriam and Topsy. And who knows, there might still be others. Yes, Owen, I did pack your father's threads. I did. I don't know what's on them. I've only heard the stories that your father and mother told when they first found us, when they brought you here from across the desert of glass. Your father was so sick by the time he found us, and he died so soon after. And your mother? I only know what they told us. Look, everything is in his box there. His threads and his drawings. Here, Owen, his maps. He drew these while you were crossing the desert so many years ago. He said it took 6 moon cycles to find us from this place here, your old home. The desert may have changed a great deal in all the time you and your sister have been with me. Topsy, is everything all right? You need some help with little Miriam? Owen, you have to be patient. Topsy has Miriam to take care of now.
No, I'm fine. Oh, she's just fussy. I think she knows we're leaving. Diane, we don't really have to go.
Yes, you do. There's no way to be sure you can survive these glow winds, and you need to find safety to keep our family, our history alive.
Oh, Owen, we'll try. We'll follow the maps if we can, but there's no way to know if we can find the old place. Yes, yes, and Father's machine so you can play his thread. Tape. Yes, that's right. He used to call it tape.
You have to go now. I'm not sure how soon the winds will be here. Oh, little girl. I will miss seeing you grow up. You remind me so of your mother when she was young, when she first came to me. Little one, stay safe.
Diane, are you sure you won't try to make the trip with us?
I would only slow you down. No one knows what's out beyond the settlement. You may be fine, or... You and Owen are still strong, and you have Miriam to think about.
Yes, my little girl. I am here. Owen, let's go before the winds get stronger. Thank you for taking care of us all of these years. Thank you for being our mother when... I love you so.
I love you. All of you. We've been a family for so long. You were both so little when your dad died and your mom got sick. I never thought I'd have to send you away. Owen, I will miss you. Be well. Find safety. Go!
I can't remember, Owen. I told you, they all look the same to me. It's a cave. A cave like this one, like all the other ones we've been to. Look, it's late. I'm tired. Miriam is so heavy. We'll rest here tonight. We can start again tomorrow when the light comes up. I guess it does look sort of like Father's drawings, but I don't think... Where's the lantern? It's pitch black in here. Did you put it back in the bag? Oh, let's just make camp for tonight, okay? We'll talk about the tapes tomorrow. I don't know if the batteries have any charge left. Since the glow winds have begun to die down, the radiation levels haven't been strong enough to charge them all the way. Here it is. Yes, food would be good. Sounds like Miriam is ready for some dinner. If I could just get this lamp to work. Maybe there's more of a charge over here by the wall. damn lamp. Please, just work. Oh, thank God. Oh, shush, I can't think. I don't know. I don't think it is. Oh, God. You're right. Owen, you're right. Oh, my God. This is the cave. We're home. Oh, we're home. Look. Oh, look, Mother's old rocker. I remember how she... Oh, we're home. We're home. You found it. You found it. Oh, Miriam, this is where your uncle and I were born. This is it. All those years on, believing that someday... Oh, it can wait until tomorrow. It's late. Let's get a good night's rest, and then we can start looking tomorrow. I don't know if it's still here. I was too little. I don't remember where he kept it, and it was too heavy when we left. Mother said we had to leave it behind. Owen, what are you doing now? Get off the floor. I don't think it's under there. What the... what is it? Oh, wait. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, bring it over here. Can we plug it into the battery? Is there enough juice? How does this thread go? Like this, I think. No, this way. That's right. That's right, Owen. Oh, look. It's going on. The lights are on. Oh, no. No, that's backwards. Maybe it goes this way. Yes, that looks better. Oh, Miriam. This is your grandfather, Lazarus.
Hello. Test. 1, 2, 3. Is this thing working? Hello? Hello?
Is the meter broken, Lazarus?
I don't know. Maybe it's twitching. You got it to work last time. I mean, you remember how?
Sure. Just give it a whack on the side. Like this.
Oh, that did it. Meter's all over the place now. 1, 2, 1.
I'm going to the garden for some vegetables. Keep an eye on the kids. And don't use too much power, love.
I won't, kid. You keep an eye out for the glow-ins.
As always.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm recording this. Maybe it's for you kids. Maybe it's something you'll listen to down the road. I mean, first, it's a warning. Something you have to know to survive. And then maybe, who knows, it'll be a diary. I mean, better yet, a history of who we are and where we are and... what came before. And maybe it's for me to convince myself that you, we have a future. Owen, Topsy, I'm your father. Your mother, Evie, calls me Lazarus, but I don't think that's my real name. It may be. She calls me Lazarus because she says one day I came to her out of the glass desert because I remember the world before the fall, and she was born after. Yeah, what's wrong, Topsy? Wait a minute. We'll have to remember not to leave this thing running. That was you, Topsy, with a wet diaper. All right. Evie, your mother, is 20 now, I guess, and I'm, well, maybe 50, maybe older. Now that there are no clocks or calendars, it's hard to judge time. Calendars wouldn't mean anything anyway. I hope when you're old enough to understand this, I'll still be around to tell you myself. That'd be nice. But people don't live so long these days, and sometimes I think the rash is forming and my hair is falling out. Now, actually, I'm probably just getting bald. And most people used to have hair in their heads. I want you to know how things were once, about time and calendars and hair and how beautiful the world was when it was blue and filled with white clouds and birds and the warm smell of mown grass. Damn. Well, that's for another time. What I got to tell you about is that thing. The thing that's kept us moving all these years. I know it sounds funny, kids, but your mother and I have crossed the glass desert and the wild lands just to keep out of the way of something we've never seen. God damn it. Sorry. I don't want to catch you using words like that. It's grown-up talk. I didn't really believe it existed until a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still not sure. But if it is real, if it does exist, you have to know what it is and how important it is that you keep away from it, because...
Lazarus, there's a glow wind coming. We'd better go down below. You get Topsy. Owen. Owen, wake up. I'm sorry I frightened you, dear.
Topsy, love, shh. Does it look like it'll hit?
It's hard to...
Yeah, it was stupid of me to leave the tape here. If the glow wind had hit, it would have scrambled. Well, no problem.
The coals burned out while we were down below. Now everything's going to be underdone.
And no matter. We'll still eat. I'll be down in a minute. I was telling you about the thing that's driven your mother and I, the thing we've never seen. The thing the scientist told us about. He was the one who...
Come help with supper, Laz.
More later. Oh, power was low. Had to set up the windmill and charge the batteries. Maybe you kids will be able to figure out how to get electricity out of a glow wind. I should explain. I don't know what its real name...
The family always called them glow winds. That's what they are. We named them.
Yes. Yes, you did. It's a good name. The scientists said glow winds were ionized masses of air, highly radioactive. Not a cloud, really. He couldn't explain why they don't dissipate, fall apart. Not that it really matters. You can see them coming across the glass desert, their shapes shifting and billowing, shimmering, confused ghosts. We go below until the radiation counter stops clicking.
I think you've wakened Owen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should stop.
No, no. I've gotten to love that sound. What did you call it?
Party siren? Dime store whistle?
Party siren. When he blew on it the first time, remember how he smiled? It was the first sound you ever made. Wasn't it, little Owen? And your daddy says it proves you're not artistic.
Autistic, Evie. Should I continue recording?
Of course. Shh. Owen, go to sleep.
I'm really disorganized, so I made some notes. I can't do this off the top of my head. Let me call this the second recording. The other one was the first. Organization. Okay, I'll tell you who we are and what we are and where we came from and what I think we are, why... Oh, this is definitely not working.
Laz, dear.
Hmm?
Pretend it's a... what do you call them? Damn darn papers.
Term paper. Damn term papers.
Whatever.
You have a point. kids, children, young lady and gentlemen, I was born in 1995, and I'm 50-something now. This is the year 2045 by the Christian calendar, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know what month it is, but that doesn't matter because there are no seasons. The place I was born doesn't matter either because it doesn't exist anymore. A place called Long Island, way off to the east somewhere. Which doesn't matter because east doesn't exist either, along with north and south and west. Anyway, the war started in an ancient country once called Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization. That's a laugh. It became the coffin of civilization. I was 20 in 2015. It ended the moment it began, but everything else was changed. We had a war because the world ran out of oil, a smelly, toxic black stuff used for, well, to provide energy. And we wasted or burned billions of tons of the stuff to get control of the little that was left in the ground. How do I explain any of this, Evie?
How do you explain the death of my family? Go on.
Anyway, when the ICBMs and the MIRVs were finished, I mean, should I explain them?
How? They don't matter, Lazarus. Go on.
When they stopped falling, there wasn't much left of the world. There used to be so many animals. Birds, cats, dogs, insects, lions and tigers and bears and... Oh my. We used to number in the billions. And now, your mother and I haven't seen another living soul in...
At least 5 growing periods. Except for the scientist.
Now, he said there were others. Beyond the horizon, but we haven't seen them.
He said we might, that they'd be driven by the thing.
If it comes this way.
Anyway, I survived the war. It doesn't matter how, I just did. I wandered a good deal after, tried to get home, found it wasn't there anymore. I was afraid I'd... No, I wasn't afraid I'd die. I was afraid I wouldn't. Mostly, I was lonely. I had a dog for a while, but it died after all its fur fell out. I guess it did die. When the pain got too great, it ran away from me. I couldn't help. I wanted to. Then. There was a woman after that, but the same thing happened. She asked me to kill her, but I ran away. It's kind of blank after that.
Let me, Laz. I first met your father when I was, 14 growing seasons? It was right after my first blood. He came walking to me out of the desert of glass. The family was amazed. Nothing living had ever come out of there before. Some wanted to kill him. Some said he was a devil. But some said he was a god. Sometimes there isn't a clear difference. It was very confusing. My mother was the healer, and she knew how to make the grains grow. She saved you. No one would go against her.
Oh, I remember her. She nursed me, fed me. I've often wondered why there was so little food.
For me, Lazarus. For me. The family took good care of me. I was the only child there was. They said I was almost normal. And with luck, not sterile. I could be Eve, my mother said, but there was no Adam until you came.
I see.
While she was nursing you, she told me you'd be a good... what did she call it? Stud?
Are you sure that's what she said?
I think so. Why is your face all red?
Turn the tape off for a minute.
Lazarus, she was right.
where were we? I moved the mic a little.
We lived. The growing times came and went. I think we were happy, even though you had no memory. My mother named you Lazarus after some person from a book, and we loved each other.
And then the glowwinds came.
During the last harvest, the family was in the fields, in the open. Some died quickly. The lucky ones.
Your grandmother, children, was one hell of a woman. She gave your mother and I food and sent us away. She was crying and laughing when she said she was banishing us from Eden.
I didn't understand then.
She would follow us, she said, when she'd raised a stone over the last of the family.
And we were to find new fields.
Greener pastures.
To plant for the future.
We should have stayed with her.
We've been over this before, Laz. The fields were barren, glowwind burned. It was her time. The family was gone. There was only food for two, and that barely enough. We almost died too, remember?
We just didn't do things like that. Before.
No, dear. You just destroyed a world. Shall we stop?
No. Go on.
We wandered here and there through the wild lands looking for some sheltered place where we could grow food and be safe from the glowwinds. We were almost starving when we found a little place, a green and quiet place with clean water and a lonely old man who...
Made passes at you.
Oh, nonsense. He liked to pat my head, and that's all he ever did. He said I reminded him of a pet he'd had, a cat. I think I saw one once when I was young. It was pretty and graceful and had eyes almost like mine. I was flattered you were silly.
Yeah, well, anyway, he took us into the deadlands north of his valley and showed us this huge rut in the ground, so straight and deep that it could have been taken for a dry canal that stretched out to the crack of doom with the... what looked like shallow well holes on either side of it.
And he told us about the thing that made it. The thing he called the wheel.
If the power's going down again, Evie, we'll have to shut.
This is the third recording made 2 sleep periods after the last, the second. We'd left off with the old man, and the first time we'd heard about it, the wheel, he was never very clear about what it was. He rambled about shadows into it. What was it?
The sound of lightning or waves or something like that. It made no sense to me. His mind was gone, poor old man.
He said it was the manifestation of the word of the new gods. The gods who hated all life which was filth. The wheel was their creation to end creation. Now, he was raving by then, but what he said was enough to be frightening. We lived there with him 3 or 4 growing seasons, I guess. It was after he died that we thought we first heard it. Sounds like high-tension electrical lines arcing in the distance.
It sounded, Owen and Topsy, like the sounds your daddy makes when he's fixing the power units and the blue sparks hiss and crackle. But it was much bigger. And it felt like there were glow winds in my brain and my mind hurt.
So, not knowing what it was, only what it might be, we gathered food and what few things we'd need, and we ran away.
Oh, it was such a green place, between hills that kept back the glow winds.
We didn't know what direction the thing came from, so we avoided that strange canal with its fringe of pits and headed out into the desert of glass.
You cannot imagine, children, a complete absence of life until you see the desert of glass. Although your father tells me I am wrong, I do not believe there ever was life in the desert of glass.
It was ground zero, Evie. I've explained that.
I'm sorry, Lazarus. You've explained many things about your world. I've tried to understand, but I cannot.
Never mind, Ev. We're just not from the same place, that's all.
In its own way, the desert of glass is beautiful. What are not beautiful, children, are the deadlands. They are not beautiful, and they frighten me more than anything. Because you can see that something even worse than the glow winds have been there. Deadlands are horrible shadow places where all things are frozen in place and sucked dry of color and warmth and life. There was grass, each blade distinct, and flowers, petals perfect in every detail. But gray, the color of rotten stone and dead hopes. I remember on one there was a butterfly, tensed to fly, so real it seemed to want only a kiss or a drop of water to give it color and flight. I touched it, and it disappeared, like a dream fading into dawn, a memory dissolving into time. There is only fear in the Deadlands, children, and shadows of life cast in dust.
Always bordering the long canal fringed with pits.
Oh, I hate them.
The Deadlands, children, survived the initial phases of war. Life continued to bloom in them long after the deserts of glass were formed by the primal heat of the nuclear explosions. But it was something else that made the Deadlands. The wheel. It came long after the war was over and mankind had slipped into oblivion. It was something we'd never seen.
We did, though, once. It was what kept us in the desert of glass. There were the flashes beyond the hills. It was as if
the sky cracked like a cold purple bowl, and I thought
there were razor slashes in the warm sky carpet.
I could suddenly see beyond the sky.
The warm cover was gone, and I was naked.
Into hell.
Under the sound of whips.
But for a moment, I thought I saw the stars.
I knew if I saw beyond the sky, I would go mad.
Even in the distant memory, it seems to inspire
our differences. A glow wind. It's moving fast. I'll get the children. Take the machine and move.